I want to give a big thank you to Capital One for supporting the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. Capital One is on a mission to change banking for good by bringing humanity, ingenuity, and simplicity to banking. You can learn more by going to CapitalOne.com/about. Oh, I got a quick little tactic that's going to help all you little self-doubters that are always self-doubting on yourself, or you let that inner critic run rampant in your mind. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. I'm going to help your day get jump started in under 5 minutes. So let's do it. When you are dealing with self-doubt, and when you're thinking about the words that you're saying to yourself, you know, that inner critic starts kicking in and it says things like, you're not good enough. You don't have that income, or you don't have that experience, or she'll never date you, or he'll never go out with you. Like, whenever you start that self-doubt cycle, I want you to do something very simple, very easy. I want you to say three words in front of the self-doubt thoughts that you have. So let's take a self-doubt thought. I won't get that job, okay? We're going to say instead, I'm thinking that... Those are the three words. I'm thinking that I won't get that job. You hear that? I feel like I won't get that job. I'm thinking that I won't get that job. The idea is, if you say that, especially thinking, if you say, I'm thinking that I won't get that job, I'm thinking that I won't be successful, I'm thinking that they will say no to my idea, I'm thinking that my boss will reject my idea for a raise. If you can put I'm thinking that in front of the things that are giving you self-doubt, it really helps you to depersonalize your self-doubts. I was listening to someone the other day and they were talking really great about this. And they were talking about how when they deal with self-doubts, one of the things that they do is they envision it as like a cloud, like the phrase or the idea is in a cloud. They see it and then they let the cloud pass on by. I thought that was brilliant. And I think you can kind of apply this kind of same thing. Like, I'm thinking that in front of the things that you're doubting about yourself, because you need to remind yourself that these are just thoughts. That's the whole point of this exercise. Because what you end up doing is you start believing your thoughts. But if you remind yourself, and if you quickly jump in front of that before you start repeating it over and over and over, which then your brain goes, oh, you're telling me something over and over. I think this is important. I'm going to remind you that this is important. And therefore, you're in this really negative feedback loop in this cycle. So instead, what you want to say is, I'm thinking that, which helps to get it away from you, because you're just like, oh, that's a thought. Oh, I'm just thinking that. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, then thoughts aren't facts. Mario told me that already. Thoughts aren't facts. Like, that's just a thought. Hasn't happened yet. It hasn't gone down. It's an untested assumption. Therefore, it is not a fact. So the next time you start doubting on yourself and start saying all these things, put in front of it, I'm thinking that, and then see what happens. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.